Human beings find more ways to avoid living in the moment, with some exceptions. Lapel microphones are good, but lack one thing. And today's episode ends with whatever my brain regurgitates, so buckle up. I'm Mike Lowe, and this is The Mo Show. Hello, everybody. Mike Lowe here, and welcome back to the show. Been a great while since I've seen you here, since we've met on The Mo Show. It's been quite a few months as I'm recording. It is July 7th. So, been a while. Been about a half a year, give or take. Maybe a little bit more, maybe a little less. And a lot of things have happened. It's been a busy time. I never said I was going to make a schedule for every new episode or like a time period for how often the episodes come out. And I didn't plan to get to this extreme, but here we are. But doesn't matter. We're back. Great to be back and got a lot to talk about today, so definitely stick around. I did go ahead and purchase a... Let me see if I can get it out here. For those of you who are listening to this only, not watching on the podcast video show here, you're going to have to take my word for it. But here we have my nice new lapel microphone. The cord's all nice and bundled up here, but it works pretty good. More on it later. We'll get to it in a little bit here. Now, the purpose I had, and I did use it to record my latest video over on my main channel, which you should go check out now. But I did use it on that. Haven't really put it to too much work yet. The reason I bought it was because I had a camping trip a little while ago, back in the beginning to middle of June, when we took it, and it was a lot of driving for me. I drove my own vehicle the whole stretch, there and back, about 3,000 miles round trip. It was a good time, but it was just a lot of driving and a lot of stupid drivers. Anyway, I was planning on doing something with it. I didn't end up doing anything. I'll get to that here. I was gonna do maybe a episode or two of the Mo Show in the car, or do some vlogging out in the woods on the camping trip. Maybe make for a fun video idea. I didn't have anything particular in mind, but I thought, you know what? You never know. Maybe we'll get something cool I can put up on the channel. But a couple things happened. One thing in particular, a couple days before I left on my camping trip, Apple did one of its events. Ooh, you know, bring out the fanfare. Apple's doing an event. They send out their little email as like a little royal invitation about a week ahead of time. WWDC, and for those of you who are not Apple nerds, such as myself, WWDC stands for Worldwide Developers Conference, and this was the time where everybody talks about the new iOS. We don't quite get the new iPhone just yet. If you know, you know. It's just how it goes. Apple's got their set schedule about the same time every year, how they do things. So in June, you get your WWDC for the latest software and doodads, bells and whistles, fancy stuff, you know, just announcements, not necessarily releasing anything. But Apple decided, hey, let's announce something that we've never done before. We're going to release our own AR/VR headset, the Apple Vision Pro, they called it. Everything's got to be done the Apple way, of course. So naturally, things tended to be a little bit different. For starters, look, I'll put it this way for you. I'm an Apple fan. I have an iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, AirPods, the works. This one was a little bit out of my price range. When I say a little bit, I mean it was a good chunk of change. They announced it at $3,500, and I'm like, yikes. That'll get me about a gallon of gas in today's economy. So I was like, well, not planning on buying it, but Apple makes some pretty good video events, the cinematography or whatever the word is. I don't know. I'm no specialist in that, but It's cool to watch these things, and they showed, you know, they showcased the features of like the Apple Vision Pro, big old headset, but it's supposed to feel lightweight because it's Apple and everything's supposed to feel lightweight and seamless and trademark over all those words, of course, but it looked pretty cool from what I could see. It was a headset. It was supposed to be higher end materials. That's why it was so expensive. It had a screen on the front that showed your eyes. I'm like, that's kind of weird. It's different. Maybe it's cool, but you know, I'm not really going to be able to test this out. I'm not buying one. So what happened was they showed off all the cool features. I thought, oh, like, okay, that's pretty cool. You can like go between seeing around you, and like I'll be seeing the room around me. I'll see Pandy, and then whoop, I can open an app over his face. Look at that. I don't want to see Pandy anymore. He doesn't have to be there anymore. I can just start watching YouTube right over his face. Or you can do it to where you have like your custom background. You could be out in the middle of the woods watching a movie, you know. You could be isolated on a desert island. Who knows? The possibilities are limitless. As long as you don't take that battery pack off you. In any case. And then they showed a feature which I'll admit I thought it was pretty cool, but the execution was really ridiculous. So with it being an AR VR headset, it has this mode to where you can, it has this feature, I should say. So since it has all the 3D sensors and scanners of to detect what's around you, not just a bunch of cameras baked in, but actual like scanners, to so that way you don't, you know, you can see stuff in more 3D and more lifelike appearances. So with that being said, they do have cameras on them, so you can take videos, but then it uses the scanners to pick up people and objects around you, and you can take a 3D video and of what's around you, and you can record it, and you can go back and watch it, and it'll look like real life again. It's cool. But in the demo, they showed a video of a guy who was he was at his daughter's birthday party. She was like blowing out the candles on a cake, you know, what you'd expect to see. And and there's Dad over here with the goggles on recording the thing. Okay, I get you want to relive the memory, but what's the memory going to be for your daughter? Dad's over here with a big old computer all over his face, you know, looking like a cyborg over here. How's that going to ring? Like, it's one thing if you pull out your phone and start recording. Oh, there's Dad. Oh, and he's got his phone out. He's recording the special moment. But, like, Dad, what are you wearing? Like, that becomes part of the memory. It just kind of soils it, you know? It just kind of ruins it. And it'd be one thing if I could, like, put the headset on a table and, oh, cool, you know, you capture it and then you go back afterwards, put it on and then you can re-watch the moment that you lived. But if that's... I don't like it. I don't like that. And that really kind of struck a chord with me. It got me thinking a lot. Are we, even if we're just, you know, that's a little bit extreme. Okay, I get it. Not everybody's wearing these headsets, thank God. Not yet, anyway. We don't live in the year 2136 yet, and we don't wear headsets everywhere we go. Who knows what the future holds? But as far as we can tell right now, and this may not age so well, but as of right now where we are, July 7th of 2023, we are not all wearing headsets, and that can be the norm. And I'd like to keep it that way as much as I can, because it got me thinking. When you're recording so much stuff, and really, I do a lot of that for my YouTube, then are you really living in the moment? Or are you just, you're just a computer recording everything? Are you just like a dash camera recording everything that happens as a day-to-day footage, like it's clockwork? Like, are you really living in the moment? Everybody, you know, everybody wants to, oh, it's a memorable moment, I gotta record it, I gotta pull out my phone and record it. Why? Can't you just enjoy the moment and then your brain will keep it as a memory? I mean, you kind of got this thing in you called a brain that does a wonderful job, and you could have memories. I just don't like everything being so digitized, and it just makes you not appreciate the moment, and it kind of soils the memory, to be honest with you, when everybody's constantly got their phones out and just recording everything. I don't like it. I just, and I'm not the only one here. People have been doing surveys, studies, whatever. I don't have the time or the budget to do them myself, but apparently my generation, Gen Z, I'm 20 years old, okay? I fall into this group of Gen Z, is also kind of feeling this way. A lot of them want to go back to flip phones and pen and paper and do away with the internet a little bit. Not completely, you know, still do phone calls and stuff, but like, I can kind of get on board with this because honestly, it's, you think, well, these are all kids. They all know how to use technology. Right. And it's kind of getting old. It's everything's a screen. Everybody's on their phone now, 24/7. Nobody's living in the moment anymore. Like I'm on my phone a lot. I'll admit, I have a screen. I watch a lot of stuff on my iPad when I'm home. Watch TV and stuff on my screen here, but I just, there's a lot of things, and really that's why I love going on the camping trip, because we went up into the middle of nowhere in the great state of Wisconsin, and when we got to the picnic area where we around where we were staying, my phone said no service, and you think to some people that'd be a tragedy. I was like, whoa, yeah. I was like, yes, nobody can ping me. No more work group chats, no more messages, no more spam emails, none of that. None of that can get to me. And it was a nice time. I didn't get pinged constantly. I went out. We had some time with family I haven't seen in a long time. And we had some good eating, good grilling out. Went out on a boat, brought a little inflatable boat. Of course, I didn't sleep in a tent. I slept in the back of my car, but I'm just like, you know, I left the window open. Give me credit here. Give me credit where credit's due. It was nice. It was nice and cool. Fresh air, the countryside, nobody around for miles. Where is my water bottle? Here it is. Did a little bit of hiking, a little bit of walking. It was a fun time. It didn't have to be the most entertaining thing, or, you know, flashy lights, bling bling. Doesn't have to be fancy like that. Sometimes you just need to get away. Sometimes you just need a little quiet, get away from all this day-to-day life. It was a nice time. I enjoyed it. But that's why I didn't really record anything while I was out there. I thought about maybe doing a vlog or something, but I ended up not going with them. Like, I'm out here to enjoy myself, I didn't drive 3,000 miles to come out and look at my phone the whole time. I can do that at home. I was like, hey, you know what? We're gonna put the phone up for a little bit. We're just gonna take some time and enjoy the moment. I don't know. Things are just so. There's just so much going on with computers, AI, all this. I'm not saying it's wrong to develop these technologies, but really, at every second of every day, do we need to have that? Do we always need to be recording? Is that something we constantly need to be doing? Is that a must? Are we really living in the moment? Live those memories out. Come on. You only get so much time on Earth before you die. I'm just being real here. Enjoy that time you get. Don't spend all of it just on a screen. What a way to live. Come on now. Let's get back here. Let's enjoy ourselves a little bit here sometimes. I'm not saying you got to go out into the woods or nothing all the time, but just get away from the screen sometimes. Get up, take a walk around the block. Look around you. See how go talk to people. I'm just saying there's some things that just cannot be replaced, you know. Like a conversation. I've always held this belief. I have a good bit of friends from that I know in real life. I have a very select few that I don't know. I just message them, and I really wish I could be there and talk to them, because the ones I know in real life I can talk to around town or whatever, wherever I'm at. I wish I could. A lot of the people that I don't necessarily get to talk to except by messaging or whatever, a social media or anything like that. I wish I could talk to him in real life, because there's really nothing that could beat being there with a person or a group of friends or something. It's just not, as much as we like to pretend, and, you know, I send back Instagram reels as much as anybody else does to their friends, but at the same time, you can't replace some things, like a conversation or, like, real customer. Everything is, you know how many robocalls I get a day? Oh my goodness, I'm so sick and tired of it. Or when you call, like, tech support, or, the support line, the help center for anything. It's just like, you get like, press 1 for more options. It's like, let me talk to a human being, representative, you know. It's annoying. You just need to talk to people sometimes. Building relationships is what's gonna make the difference in life, and living in the moment is how you do that. There are some things that just cannot be replaced. Maybe a good substitute, maybe a good filler, you know, when I can't be with my friends or family or whatever, I can message them. That's cool, but can't replace that. You can't just have a purely online, you know, friendship or whatever. That's not how that works. So try to live in the moment a little bit here. Get away from it. Get up from your desk. Go touch some grass. Go for a walk. Just have a 10-minute walk. Clear your mind a little bit. I've had to do that a couple times. More like an hour walk in a lot of cases. I've been having a lot going on. But, you know, that's just busyness of life. You got to live with it. But, yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about that. I've been chewing on that a while. It's a crazy world we live in. And it's only going to get crazier. But all we can do is look our best. Live our best, sound our best, have a good microphone. We're getting into that. I'm trying to transition smoothly here. Smooth transition, huh? I think I killed it by pointing out that I was transitioning. But anyway, I'm just going to jump on it now. I showed you the microphone a little while ago, the little lapel microphone. It's so cute. So, I bought that. I used it to record my last YouTube video. I thought I was going to use it on my camping trip. I didn't end up using it. I'm going to use it. I've tested it out, of course. I mean, it was like the first thing once I got it. I'm like a small child with that kind of stuff. I get real excited when packages come in the mail. I'm like, ooh, I paid for it. I might as well get it. Come on. Not enough to not pay for free shipping most of the time. But most of the time, I just stick with the free shipping. I'm like, I'll wait. I'm not paying $10 extra to get it a day earlier. But when it gets here, I open that box like a little kid on Christmas, jumping up and down the air. Mommy. No, I don't do that. But I did test it out. I did test the microphone out. And I like how it sounds. That's why I didn't cheap out and buy the cheapest one on Amazon. This is the Shure. What was it? MV7, I think it was. I think that's what it was. Lapel microphone, the very basic one. Sounds great though. I'm glad I went with that. So, it's about on par with the quality of this one, but there's still a certain aspect that I still prefer over this one. I'm gonna get to that in a second. But I will say though that if you're in the market for an entry level lapel, because I mean, come on, this isn't a famous show or anything. I don't have a super famous YouTube channel or social media or anything. Okay, I'm just buying entry level stuff here. So I'd show you this microphone, but number one, that would require editing, and this is a strictly unedited show. We don't use fancy editing effects here. And two, I don't have a soundboard or a audio interface because I haven't bought one yet. So I can't do more than one mic at a time. But take my word for it, it sounds pretty good. Sounds really nice and clear, even though, you know, you mount it down here on it's a lapel microphone. So it's what you'd expect. It's nothing glamorous. It's entry level. There's two options, really, when you're in this market and price range. You can either get the Shure one, Shure, or you can get the Rhodes one. So, basically, I went with this one because it sounds more natural. It doesn't have as thick of a sound. And I actually prefer that because it adds the Rhodes one adds a little bit of weight to vocals, which I mean I get it because you know you weren't it here. Obviously, it's going to pick up what you're saying primarily, but it's really good at cutting out background noise. Not to an extreme, not like a super professional microphone, but it does a decent job of it, and it doesn't really add any thickness. It just kind of picks up what you're saying, but it does have a nice tone to it. Because, like I said, it's a well-known brand, and it does good. Now, there is one thing, and I spent more money on that, not by huge amounts or anything. I think I spent like $70 on the lapel, and I bought it brand new and everything. I spent $40 on this microphone here, because this was also an entry-level one. And, yes, I am using a little bit of an equalizer on it, but one thing you just can't replace with something like this, I mean, for those of you watching, let me show you again here. So this right here is the microphone. However, this is just a clip that comes off. So this right here is the cap. Oh, this is a little foam windscreen. So this is the capsule, itty bitty microphone. And I mean, considering the size, it sounds great. There's nothing wrong with it really. I mean, It is what it is, but look at the size difference here. I mean, just compared to my microphone here, just look at the size difference. Okay, I'll put the windscreen on because this does have it, but I mean, still, just it's like it, and that's the way it's supposed to be. But you just can't duplicate one thing with this small of a microphone, and that's the there's just a certain. Remember, I was talking about that thickness. Well, there's like that weight, that vocal weight, that thickness to the human voice that this just cannot, it can't. I can't get my clip back on. Great, what have I done? Okay, there we go. There's just a certain weight to the human voice that you can get out of this. You can't get out of the lapel microphone. It's just another different level. Now, like I said, I used that one to record my latest YouTube video, and that's fine on the main channel. That's fine. It works great over there. I'm not nitpicking on audio quality as much, and you know, this isn't some professional multi-$1,000 setup. Obviously, I just told you this one costs less than the lapel did, because it did, and this was a starter pack. This is the Toner BM700, I think, something like that. Got it off Amazon way back when, before the inflated prices hit, even. I'm using this for the podcast because this is primarily audio. There's no fancy video effects because I don't edit these shows. There's nothing like that. And the show, the Mo Show, is something you can listen to. Just the audio. Some of you probably are just listening to the audio of this without the video. So the audio in that case is the only thing that that is coming through to you. Is like that's it. There is no video or anything. Just my voice. That's it. So I need this. I need that on the Mo Show. I need that for the podcast. I need to use this one because it has that thickness to it. And like I said, I'm using an equalizer because naturally this one sounds a little bit flatter. That's just because it's cheaper. It doesn't have as dynamic. If I ever do upgrade the capsule on this, I'll probably buy a more expensive one eventually in the future. But for now, this does the job just fine. Sounds pretty good. Not anything fancy. Not terrible. Does what I need it to. And so that's my take on the Shure microphone versus the I should say the lapel microphone versus the studio one here on the boom arm. Now let's get into whatever my brain regurgitates. We're to that point in the show now. This could get interesting. And the reason this could get interesting is because I don't have anything planned for this. Yeah, that's really the whole point of this. But the reason this could be interesting is because it is 9:47 p.m. on a Friday night. It's the end of the week. It's the end of the day. This is human intelligence at its finest, folks. Enjoy. I have the mental stage of our current president of the United States.
Yes, I do. I'm very good. What are we talking about again?
I'm not going to drill all over my microphone, but you get the point. Hey, that is actually a good idea. Let's talk politics then. Right now we are looking at Donald J. Trump versus Rob DeSanctimonious, Ron DeSantis on the right side, on the Republican. Who knows? Somebody could crop up. It's possible. I'm no political genius. I keep up with it fairly closely, but it's not really like my specialty, if you will. I enjoy it. I think it's important. But it's not the be all and end all of my life. It's not the thing I'm best at, per se. Much better people than that than me. But I will give you my take because my show and me, I do what I want. When you get your show, when you get your own show, you can say whatever you want. So, I'm not going to declare anybody a winner yet. I don't really have that much of a preference. Donald J. Trump over Rob DeSanctimonious. I don't understand Trump's attacks on Ron DeSantis, though, at this point. I'm going to be honest with you. Why are you attacking the dude from the left? Why? Why are you saying that... That you're more liberal than him? I don't get that. I don't understand that. He's been talking about how strict Ron DeSantis is on abortion and stuff like that. Which, I mean, I get it's a controversial issue. But why, considering your party, your supporters, why would you use that as a line of attack? I'm not saying I hate Ron DeSantis. He's got me saying it. Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump. Don't really prefer either one. Not going to say either one's going to win. I'm not going to say I hate either one either. But I'm kind of trying to look at this from like a... We're in this to win, right? Because the thing we don't want is 4 more years of Joe Biden in the White House, okay? We want to elect him out of office because he's doing a terrible job. Say what you will. Everything is the economy, economically, we're in a terrible spot. Haven't really gotten anywhere in the Russia-Ukraine war. Not saying we're on the wrong side, it's just, it's kind of... We can end this. Come on. Let's see. The crisis at the southern border. That's another good one. That's another juicy one. Maybe we'll bring that up another day. But it's just... Oh, my gosh. It's so... Okay. All right. Say what you will. We need to win 2024. Now, I personally think Ron DeSantis has a better shot at winning. Because if you just want to go solely based off their track record... Then Ron DeSantis is, I think he's pretty much won every election he's ever run for. He cleaned up in Florida this last time as for the governorship. Donald J. Trump did not win 2020, as I recall. Whatever you might say about the voter fraud or the integrity of the elections, guess who's not in the White House? Donald J. Trump. So nothing solid was ever brought forth. As evidence. Say what you will about it. I'm not really going to say much more. But, like, I mean, Joe Biden's one that's running the show now. So, I mean, I'd like to win an election. Of course, in the right way. But I'd like to win 2024. And just some of the stuff, I'm just thinking, like, okay, well, how does this help us? How does this help us win? How does Donald Trump going... He did a CNN town hall a while ago, and he... of course, he called... I forget who the moderator was, or the anchor, or whatever, but he ended up at the end of the night in true Trump style, of course. He went on and he's like, "You're a nasty person for asking me all these questions," and the crowd went wild. I enjoyed it, but does that win elections though? As much as I laughed at it and as much as I enjoyed watching it, you know. And also, you got to consider. You say, why are DeSantis and Trump going, you know, like fighting? Shouldn't we all be on the same team? Look, there's only going to be one winner. Okay, this is politics. This is how this works. You can't have both of them unless you have one as the vice president and the other one as the president. Don't even want to think about that. How that would end up. Trump would not be the VP. Okay, he would step down second to nobody. And Ron DeSantis is too much of a doer to be a VP. He'd have to be front and center. So, and that's all anybody would look at anyway, it would be Ron DeSantis. But putting that aside, there can only be one winner. So we got to see who's taking the best approach here. And I'm not going to say that it's over for Trump, because some people, I've heard a lot of people say, "Oh, the things that Trump's saying right now, I mean, he's just done for. There's no way he can win this." Really? Really? Okay. Donald Trump is a very strategic, not necessarily long-term strategic, but he's a very smart businessman, and he probably has some tricks up his sleeve that nobody would ever see coming. Nobody that you've ever seen would ever see it coming. I know it because I built these strategies with my own two hands. So I'm not going to rule him out yet, because I'm not dumb enough to do that. As far as Joe Biden goes, it's kind of becoming evident to me. They got to keep that dude running, up and living, because they don't want Kamala in the White House. They don't want her as the president. They don't want her to have control, because when she laughs, she sounds like the Wicked Witch of the West. That's why. Okay? So, that's why. I'm thinking that's why he picked her, was because he knew that would make him look like the lesser of two evils here. You know, what looks worse? Somebody who cackles every time you remotely ask her a question about anything and just repeats the question back while cackling? Like, it's just like, Do you regret anything you've said? Do I regret anything I've said? Okay, like, what? You're so bad at this. Or would you just rather have, like, a corpse? Like, I don't know. Like, I want unity and economic prosperity. Where's my ice cream? You know, it's, you know how it is. Everybody can see what's going on. Everybody can see it. It's not hid from anybody. It's pretty obvious. And it's beginning to spiral out of control. I'll close up the show today with, speaking of spiraling out of control, not necessarily yet, but making very fast progress. Things are happening very fast in the world of AI. Different AIs, you're seeing all these companies. If they're smart, they're putting their AI out into the game. And, you know, this goes past anything like Siri on your phone or Google Assistant on your Android phone. You know, it's way past that. But looping right back around to what I said earlier, how much do we want to be computerized? There are certain things that human beings can just do better. I'm just saying, just putting that out there. Excuse me. Just putting that out there, there's some things you can't replace it with. And be careful how much you give AI, how much power you give AI as well. Because if something glitches out on that, you know, if something goes wrong on your phone, I mean, you just wait till a new update comes out and fixes the glitch or whatever, if it's that bad. But if it's, imagine if you got something that you give a whole bunch of power to and it just glitches into an endless loop and nobody notices it or fixes it. Like, you know how bad that could go? Nah, I don't like that. I don't like the idea of that. I'm just me personally, I don't like the thought of that. I mean, some of these, you know, people are, they're doing Neuralink. Elon Musk is a brain chip company. Like, okay, it's cool that you can make, like, the blind to see or the deaf to hear with it, because, you know, they couldn't do that before, and now they give them sight. Okay, that's pretty cool. You know, I like that. But, I mean, when they're trying to implant chips and stuff in us, you know, even I've seen some people just get it as a security pass, you know. Like, the closest thing I have would be this Apple Watch with the cracked screen protector nonetheless. Yeah, the problem with that is, though, that, or the, not the problem, but the caveat with that is I can just take it off, power it down at any time I want. If you got a chip in your brain, you can't just, like, bloop, pull that out, you know, like a USB stick. That's not how that works. It's kind of implanted in there on purpose for the long haul. It's just, you can't do that. And if something goes wrong, if there's a glitch in the system that appears one day, and the person can't fix it, or nobody notices it around you, then, yikes. Worse yet, what if somebody gets the wrong idea? What if they get, evil intentions with that? Like what if they wanted to make you do something against your will, hold you at ransom? Or worse yet, maybe they just want to make a buck off of it, and they're like, well, now that I'm thinking about it, you shouldn't be able to breathe unless you pay me $20 a month, you know, breathing plus, you know, pay your breathing plus subscription, and we'll do that. Otherwise, bloop, and off goes your breathing. Now, I'm not sure if that's exactly how it works. I'm not saying I know everything or anything about it. I'm just trying to bring some sense to the conversation here, give you something to think about here before it's too late, before you get a chip put in your brain. So, well, don't power that down. As for me, I might have to power mine down. I might have to go to bed here in a little bit, but good to be with you today. Glad to catch up. Hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, make sure you come back next time. I'm Michael Owen. This is The Mo Show.